A federal grant will help expand affordable housing in rural areas of Kent and Sussex counties in Delaware. WHYY's Serena Grossi has more.
The USDA awarded the Milford Housing Development Corporation nearly $1 million to build two dozen homes. It's going towards the nonprofit's self-help housing program, where groups of low-income families help build each other's homes. David Moore is the president and CEO of the nonprofit. He says most of the families they help make below $50,000 a year.
Price is a stopping point. You know, families can't afford $350,000 and $400,000 homes.
Under the program, a family's labor helps pay for the home and brings down the cost to be more affordable. Moore says the organization will soon break ground on a group of four homes using the grant funding. From the Delaware desk, Serena Grossi, WHYY News.
Philadelphia will premiere a new movie Tuesday night, but it won't happen in a theater. The new film, called 1776 Seconds, will make its debut in a projection onto the north wall of City Hall. Philadelphia's Chief Cultural Officer Val Gay says the film will feature everyday Philadelphians talking about the past, present, and future of the city.
This is a part of the 250th, the semi-quincentennial. We are separated from July 4th. July 4th was the beginning, as you know, of what all of this experiment is. But August 2nd was actually the beginning of the signing of the Declaration. They said it out loud, and then they began to sign it.
The film runs just under 30 minutes, and the projection will serve as a test of new technology for the city that could expand if all works out as expected. The greater Philadelphia region and parts of South Jersey are under a flood watch until 2:45 this afternoon. You're listening to 90.9 WHYY, your public radio station.